And after those Tokyo Summer Games, attention will quickly turn to the Beijing Winter Olympics early next year. Human rights issues have raised the possibility of a U.S. boycott. And today, the United States and allies in the European Union and NATO are accusing China of cyber attacks. The Biden administration claims China paid criminals to hack into Microsoft email servers worldwide, compromising tens of thousands of computers used by everyone from military contractors to small businesses. And yet the global condemnation stops short of economic sanctions, like those placed on Russia after similar attacks. Let's bring in NPR China Affairs correspondent John Ruich. John, fill in some detail here. What exactly are the accusations leveled by the Biden administration against China with regard to this Microsoft hack?
Sure. So earlier this year, the investigators discovered that Microsoft's Exchange server software had been hacked. This is widely used for email, for the calendar. It affected thousands of companies, tens of thousands of people. There was malware installed. Emails were stolen. And Microsoft said at the time that it believed the hack was from China and from a group of hackers that was state-sponsored. And now, several months later, the Biden administration is effectively agreeing with that, with what it says is a high degree of confidence.
I see. But without economic sanctions, John, how significant is this international coalition's condemnation?
It's pretty significant. I mean, I think on a couple of levels, it's significant. The first is explicitly and publicly linking this hacking to China's Ministry of State Security, which is its secret police, effectively, and linking them to contract hackers is something new. It really takes this beef with China over hacking a step further. The coordination is also significant. You know, the Biden team has put China at the top of its list of security challenges, and it's really put an emphasis on trying to gather strength in numbers, trying to join hands with like-minded partners to push back against China. It's done so on a few other issues, on human rights issues in the far western region of Xinjiang, for instance, on Hong Kong, and now they're doing so on cyber. So it's a step forward there.
Meanwhile, John, there's also this indictment unsealed this morning against four Chinese nationals. This is not related to the Microsoft hack, but what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the DOJ announced the criminal charges against these four people. Again, they say these four people are affiliated with the Ministry of State Security. It's not related to Microsoft. The charges are addressing activities that the DOJ says was part of a multi-year campaign of hacking that is quite sweeping in scope. They targeted foreign governments, they targeted entities, businesses in key sectors, from maritime to aviation, healthcare, education, across at least a dozen countries.
So a separate case, but is there any significance, you think, to the indictments being issued on the same day as the hacking allegation in the Microsoft episode?
Yeah. You know, the White House said in its statement today that the indictments against these four people were imposing costs on the hackers, on the Ministry of State Security, on the Chinese government. You know, as you said, there's no specific charges in the Microsoft case. There were no sanctions against Chinese officials or against China economically. We don't know why. There hasn't been an explanation of that. But the charges against these Ministry of State Security operators for the separate attacks, you know, looks really like an attempt to show that the Biden administration is putting its money where its mouth is.
So this is what the U.S. and its allies are saying. How about China, John? What's the reaction from Beijing?
No reaction yet from China. You can bank on a pretty defensive response once they mount one. I mean, China's government has for years denied accusations that it's been directly involved in hacking. It's even called itself a defender of cybersecurity. So watch this space is what I would say there.
Yeah, we'll watch and see if there are any additional sanctions to come or that denial that you're looking ahead to. That's John Ruich, the NPR China Affairs correspondent. John, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.